Morning Watch. The Grace of God in the Economy of God, Week 5. Receiving grace upon grace for grace to be enthroned within us, so that we may reign in life to become God's poem, the New Jerusalem, as the ultimate and consummate product of the grace of God in His economy. Saturday. Related verses. Hebrews 11:7. By faith Noah, having been divinely instructed concerning things not yet seen, and being moved by pious fear, prepared an ark for the salvation of his house, through which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. Philippians 2:12. So then, my beloved, even as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much rather in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Ephesians 4:11-16. And he himself gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as shepherds and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, unto the work of the ministry, unto the building up of the body of Christ, until we all arrive at the oneness of the faith, and of the full knowledge of the Son of God, at a full-grown man, at the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we may be no longer little children tossed by waves and carried about by every wind of teaching in the sleight of men, in craftiness with a view to a system of error, but holding to truth in love, we may grow up into Him in all things, who is the head, Christ, out from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply, and through the operation in the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love. 1 Corinthians 3:9-10. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's cultivated land, God's building. According to the grace of God, given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid a foundation and another builds upon it. But let each man take heed how he builds upon it. Related reading. The product of the grace in God's economy is a poem. The heavens, the earth, and man, which were created by God, are not God's poem. Rather, the church, the body of Christ, is God's poem. The product of the grace in God's economy is a poem to exhibit the surpassing riches of the grace in God's economy. God is rich, abounding, multiplying, and increasing. What Noah worked on and entered into was just God's salvation, the ark. The ark was a type of the practical and present Christ. According to the picture that we see with Noah, we should have a present and practical Christ whom we can enter into, not just a historical Christ or a Christ of distance. And we should work together with God on Christ. Christ is our ark, and in the local churches, we are building up this ark. As today's Noahs, we also should build up Christ. Today we are saved, but we still need to work on Christ. Noah also was saved before he began working on the ark. By the time God came and charged Noah to build the ark, he was already walking with God and in the eyes of God was a righteous man in that age. Since he was already saved, why did he need to build the ark? He needed further salvation from the corrupted world. Paul told us in Philippians 2:12 that we need to be obedient and to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Although we have been saved, we still need to work out our salvation. God's salvation is not so short or so brief or simple. God's salvation has a long span. We have to enter into God's salvation and to go through from one end of God's salvation to the other end. Today we are in the passage of God's salvation. Now we are going through this passage, and our going through is our working. The more Noah built the ark, the more he passed through God's salvation. Eventually, he entered into what he worked out. the Christ whom we are building up will become our future salvation. One day, under God's sovereignty, we will enter into the very Christ whom we have built up. If you spend from Monday through Saturday loving the Lord, fellowshipping with Him, living by Him, and walking together with Him, surely on the Lord's Day, you would have the deep sensation that you are in Christ. You would have a practical and present Christ for you to abide in. But if, on the other hand, you spent from Monday through Saturday not loving the Lord and not fellowshipping with Him, not living in Him and not walking with Him, even if you wanted to abide in Him today, you would feel that He is absent. In your experience, He is not with you. You have Him in doctrine, but you do not have Him in experience. Although you might desire to abide in Him, it seems that you do not know where He is. This would mean that for the past week, you did not build Christ. You did not work on the ark. So when the flood came, you had no ark to enter into. But when you love Him and fellowship with Him and live by Him and walk with Him day after day and hour after hour, you build Him up in your experience. You build up a Christ in your experience for you to enter into as your salvation.